This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, March 3rd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News, and we'll have a look at your rapidly changing AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana with snow expected tonight and tomorrow. But first, a look at today's news. Antoine Tony Rezko is accused of buying power and influence by bombarding Illinois political leaders with campaign money. Prosecutors say he bought himself a federal fraud indictment as well. Jury selection gets underway today in the biggest political corruption trial in Illinois since former Governor George Ryan was convicted of racketeering and sent to prison. Politicians around the country are also watching the trial because the 52-year-old real estate developer poured cash into the campaigns of Senator Barack Obama when he was getting his political start. Obama donated those contributions to charity, but Rezko pumped even more money into Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaigns. But the governor hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing. Selection of 12 jurors and 6 alternates could take 3 days, and the trial's expected to take 3 months. Former newspaper baron Conrad Black is reporting to a federal prison in Florida. Black must surrender to a federal prison near Coleman, Florida, to start his 6.5-year sentence by 2 o'clock today. The prominent biographer and member of the British House of Lords has also been ordered to pay $6.1 million in restitution. Black was convicted of defrauding the shareholders of his Hollinger International Incorporated newspaper empire. He sought to stay free on bond on grounds there was a strong possibility his conviction would be reversed, but a Chicago federal appeals court denied his request last week. The number of flu cases is peaking later this season in Champaign County. The increase brought on by an additional strain of the virus has prompted Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District to offer free flu shots for a limited time. 200 doses of vaccine were provided recently through Carle Occupational Health. Public Nursing Services Administrator Jamie Perry says while the shots may not offer complete protection against this third strain, their flu symptoms would still be less severe. Perry says some people mischaracterize their symptoms and have something else.
People use that word, unfortunately, when they don't actually have flu. They just have a cold. But flu is pretty characteristic. You'll get a high fever, body aches, bad cough, bad headache. As opposed to just, you know, your normal sniffle and you kind of feel bad. So usually those are the things that differentiate the actual influenza from just cold.
Since most people get their flu shots in the fall, Perry says many fail to realize that the flu season goes on until May and that there's still time to get vaccinated. Appointments for the free shots can be made by contacting the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District at 217-531-2922. That's 531-2922. Illinois lawmakers are considering a plan that would require students who play sports to undergo a heart test. Sean Crawford has more.
There are numerous stories of athletes from elementary school to the professional ranks who suffer from heart abnormalities that wind up proving fatal. That's led to an effort to better detect problems before an athlete steps onto the playing field. Chicago Democratic Representative Mary Flowers has introduced a measure that would require any young person wishing to play school sports have a heart test known as an EKG.
I think all schools require students have a physical. And I'm merely saying that as part of that physical that is required anyway, let's have an EKG.
A small number of schools already make the EKGs mandatory, but others say the cost to parents could force some to keep their kids on the sidelines. Critics of the plan argue the risk of heart-related deaths among teenage athletes is only about 1 in 200,000. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Illinois House wants the state to examine giving certain college students reduced train fares. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
State government employees can get a special rate when they travel on Amtrak. And Representative Will Davis, a Hazelcrest Democrat, says college students who work for their schools part-time should get the same deal. Davis says it makes sense because most state universities are on train routes.
And, you know, if you're Eastern, U of I, SIU, or come down toward UIS, Western, or any of those universities, Illinois State, that are on those train lines, we thought it would be a great opportunity to increase ridership among students.
Davis says if more students take the train, he hopes it would make up for any lost revenue. He has no financial estimates. The plan's in preliminary stages. The Illinois House has urged, not directed, a state travel board to negotiate with Amtrak. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Westfall ethanol industry observers expected someone to start buying up smaller plants and cut back on the production that was driving down prices. Archer Daniels Midland looked like the logical bet. Decatur-based ADM is the country's biggest ethanol producer. Chief Executive Patricia Wirtz cautiously talked about the possibility of buying smaller rivals, but since then ADM hasn't made a move. Rick Coment is an analyst for agriculture information company DTN, and he says ADM isn't likely to buy up competitors just to remain the biggest producer. Other analysts point out that some of the smaller ethanol producers could eventually go out of business on their own. Now another ethanol company, Verisun, is set to close on a buyout of rival U.S. Bioenergy. That will make Verisun the country's top ethanol producer. The State Journal Register is reporting today that civic leaders in Springfield may propose a 5-cent per gallon gas tax to fund a massive road improvement project. The newspaper says the idea is being floated by the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce's Quantum Growth Partnership. The group also wants the city to raise its sales tax by 0.5%. Combined, the two taxes could raise more than $10 million a year, but the chamber president says the idea is very, very preliminary and hasn't been formally endorsed by the group. The idea hasn't been welcomed by city leaders either. Alderman Frank Kunz says he won't support the increases unless it gets support through a referendum vote. A Christian County sheet metal worker named Jeff Puckett is glad he isn't claustrophobic. Puckett stayed calm while he spent about 45 minutes last night stuck 15 feet down a well beneath the kitchen floor of his home. Puckett had been doing some repair work on the well Saturday evening when his family's 14-year-old border collie Bear fell into it. Puckett put on a harness and went down a rope to save Bear, who was nearly totally blind and deaf. He got down and pulled the dog from the water, but then was unable to climb back up the narrow shaft. Puckett handed up the 45-pound dog to his children and then waited patiently for firefighters from Pawnee to arrive and pull him up. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. High school students who are juniors or seniors are very familiar with standardized tests, including the PSAT, the SAT, the ACT. But that familiarity can sometimes be too great. Here's commentator Amy Guida with this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Consider which word best fits this sentence. Fearing liability, Jamie decided not to copy the essay. She did not wish to infringe on someone else's A, time, B, potato, C, liability, D, friction, E, copyright. The correct answer, E, copyright. If that question reminds you of a certain standardized test you took at some point in your life, I assure you that any similarity to a particular question on that test is completely coincidental. Like Jamie, I fear beating off a copyright claim. To find out what I mean about copyright, one turns to another standardized test that brings chills to some, the multi-state part of the bar examination, one part of the test lawyers take to become licensed to practice law. This time I'll give you the answer straight away. Copyright means, in simplistic terms, when someone creates something, that someone has the exclusive right to reproduce it, to distribute it, to perform it. You get the idea. Exclusive right means that if someone else reproduces it, distributes it, performs it, they could be violating copyright law. That definition is relevant to the SAT, the ACT, the MPRE, and basically the entire alphabet soup of standardized tests. Not only is the entire test itself copyrighted, each individual question has its very own copyright. The copyright extends not simply to the order and arrangement of the questions, one court explained, but also to the questions themselves. Copyright law, other courts have written, protects the creative heart of the questions. This is relevant of late because the creator of the SAT has sued an SAT test preparation company, arguing that the test prep company used actual or close to actual SAT questions and materials it offered to its students. The test prep company has filed a counterclaim, and now both parties have apparently agreed to keep mum on the dueling lawsuits. If this is indeed a copyright case, it'll be something courts have seen before. If you've ever taken a test prep course, you're probably not surprised to hear that. After all, part of preparing for a standardized test is practice using questions that are similar to those that will be asked on test day. As long as the test prep company uses released questions, it'll be okay. If not, the trouble with copyright law is that similar questions can't be too similar to unreleased questions. Leave it to the courts to decide where that line is drawn. Take this example. It's very close when the SAT test asks what reprobate means, and the test prep company asks the same thing, but switches the one-word definitions around a bit. And just like in that case, courts have favored the test creators over the test prep company, at least preliminarily, in every reported case I've read. There's a lot of money involved. The creators of the multi-state bar exam, for example, told a court that it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to create each 200-question test. So one court awarded the testing company nearly $12 million in lost profits. Public policy also enters into the equation. Colleges and universities all over the country rely on the test scores to make admissions decisions. Unfair early access means an unfair advantage, and the test would lose its credibility with schools. Which brings us to the hearing comprehension part of the test. What did the author suggest in her essay on copyright? If you answered B, to watch your words if you own a test prep company, you get full credit. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. In the forecast, a flood watch is in effect through late tonight, a winter storm watch in effect from this evening through tomorrow afternoon. For today, we have rain and a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then rain, snow, and sleet this afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation expected, the high around the lower 50s. The temperature falling to the 30s this afternoon, breezy, with southwest winds up to 25 miles per hour, becoming northwest 15 to 20 in the afternoon. And then tomorrow, or tonight rather, snow and sleet is likely, freezing rain in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight. Snow and sleet accumulation around an inch. Ice accumulation of up to a quarter inch, lows in the upper 20s, blustery with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Snow expected tomorrow with accumulation of 4 to 6 inches, colder with high around the lower 30s, and north winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts around 30. Mostly cloudy Tuesday evening, a chance of snow in the evening, the low around 22 degrees. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high in the upper 30s, and for Wednesday night and Thursday, mostly cloudy with lows around 22 degrees, the high around 35. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, March 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.